Good evening. Tonight's Devo I've entitled Introverts for Jesus. For our purposes this evening, my definition, because there's a few different ones depending on who you ask on the internet, I define introversion as someone who recharges their batteries when they're alone or in quiet versus an extrovert that recharges their batteries when they're in the company of others. So I would like a show of hands who considers themselves to be an introvert. Don't be shy. Okay, that's probably about average. On average, 33% of people are introverts. Since I have a strong predisposition towards being an introvert, Devon bought me a book entitled Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain a while back, and I've slowly been reading through it. The book's premise is that introversion is often seen as a negative, but there are many positives that go along with it as well. They dig into many examples of famous introverts like Rosa Parks, Ted Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, Bill Gates, Steve Wozniak. They look into genetic and brain differences of introverts, but primarily for tonight, I wanted to highlight a habit that comes naturally to introverts that could be of great benefit to them and can be adopted by extroverts alike, spending time alone. One of the examples of the advantage of time spent alone was a study of concert violinists. In this particular study, musicians were averaging over 50 hours a week in music activities, with that time split between practice with the whole orchestra, chamber music sessions. For those of you not familiar with that term, it's when a few musicians, typically four, practice together. When I was in orchestra, there would be a violin, a viola, a cello, and a bass representing each section of the orchestra. And finally, the third type of practice was practice alone. In this study, they rated all the musicians into three rankings, A, B, and C. A being the best, and C being the least proficient. What they discovered was that even though each group spent around the same amount of time on average practicing each week, the consistency between each group wasn't age, experience level, or another factor. It was where they spent most of their time practicing. Group C spent most of their time practicing with others, either in orchestra practice or in chamber music or other activities, with about 9 hours a week on average practicing in solitude. Group B spread out their time more evenly, with a little more time in private practice. Group A, the best of the best, put a premium on time spent alone in private practice, considering it the most important practice time, spending 50% of their time of their 50 hours a week practicing in solitude. The reason they determined that these consistent results was time spent alone was the most efficient. It allowed the musician to get right to work on things that were most difficult for them, and to continue working on these items without interruption for extended periods of time. They conducted the same test, finding the same results among champion chess players, college students, elite athletes, and software programmers, among others. Tonight, I'd like to propose to you that there are direct equivalents in your Christian life. Worship service is like practicing with the whole orchestra. Chamber music is like practicing, or is like Bible study, and practice alone is like Bible study on your own. While Bible study and worship are essential, time spent studying alone has the ability to help you learn more about God's Word in a deeper way, in a shorter period of time, and allows you to really work on the topics that you struggle with on a personal level. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of God, word of truth. We are to be meditating on the word, handling the word, conforming ourselves to it. I encourage you to find time each day to handle God's word. While I love our Bible reading plan calendars, if you failed at attempting that in the past and have gotten discouraged, I encourage you to start with something simple and work your way into it. My favorite way to study is just to read. And when you come to something you don't understand, dig in a little deeper. Resources like Christian Courier, Focus Press, Gospel Advocate, and the library here at the building can all be very useful in your studies. If you're still struggling with a passage, I recommend utilizing question and answer night, talking directly to Mark or Jerry, your spouse, or one of the elders or deacons. Even if you determine tonight just to study one chapter in the New Testament each day, you'll read the entire New Testament in just over 3 years. The good news is, if you take longer or read quicker and complete it read more quickly and complete it in a shorter period of time, you'll still get all the benefit. 1 Peter 3:15, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Something I've personally found amazing is it seems whenever I'm doing my best at studying privately, the very thing that I've been studying comes up in conversation with friends or at work. It's really a joy to share the gospel with people in your life that you care about, and the opportunities like that really highlight the benefit, talk about the overwhelming number of verses in the Bible, encouraging regular Bible study. In conclusion, it is easy to check into services and check out and never crack open the Bible to the next time we are together. Tonight, I encourage you to do more, to meditate on the Word daily, to make time for God's Word. If tonight you know you're in a lost state, to be ready, you need to hear Acts 2:37, believe Hebrews 11:6, repent Luke 13:3, and confess the name of Jesus and be baptized Acts 37:38. Or if you've fallen away from a life serving Christ and unprepared for Jesus' return, or you need the prayers of the congregation, please come forward while we stand and sing the invitation song.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from your veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, and sinners plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. As since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
We're dismissed to our classes.